Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Will Tuttle, and this is the 16th of July, 2020, our World Peace Diet Circle gathering. And I apologize right here at the beginning because we just had actually a gathering that lasted for an hour and 35 to, I guess, an hour and 40 minutes, actually. And it went really well. We had Judy Carman speaking at the beginning after we did our opening meditation, speaking about her new book called Homo Ahimsa, which is available now. You can buy a copy at the website that she has, which is peacetoallbeings.com, peacetoallbeings.com. She has a book called Peace to All Beings also, but this new book, which actually I wrote the foreword to, is a really wonderful book. So we discussed that with Judy for a good half an hour with some questions and things after the opening meditation. And then we had a conversation with Q&A about various aspects of what's happening in the world now with the COVID-19 and the challenges that we're facing with masks and vaccinations, potentially how it connects with animal agriculture, and some of the possible future scenarios, with an emphasis that I tried to focus on also of staying positive within these challenging times, that essentially we only have our response to situations. We can't necessarily change the outer situations, but we always can have some power over our response to the situations, and to respond with kindness and respect, and to increase our awareness and wisdom as much as possible to understand what's actually happening on the planet right now, and to realize that each one of us has our own unique way of responding and our own unique lessons to learn in this. We all have our own lives. Even though we're vegans and we're spiritual practitioners, nevertheless, our response to the situations can vary. So I apologize. I failed to press the record button before the session started, and I was so enamored and involved with the conversation and with listening to everyone and speaking that it was only till at the very last minute when I realized that the recording button had never been pressed. So I apologize for those of you who are looking forward to listening to a whole hour and a half long adventure. It was an adventure. I guess you had to be there to know in this particular case. So again, I did do it at the piano where I still am now. So I'll go ahead and just do a short meditation and a piece of music. Perhaps this can be just something that we can enjoy anyway as part of our vegan practice. So let's just become aware of our breathing, giving thanks for all the animals of this beautiful earth as they celebrate their lives as best they can. We give thanks for the beauty that they bring into our lives, the example that they have of living pure and unencumbered lives according to their own true natures, fitting into their niches, hopefully helping us humans to discover what our niche may be. We give thanks also to all of the people joining us on the call, the World Peace Diet facilitators and the World Peace Diet movement, part of the larger vegan movement. We give thanks for all those who have gone before us to help raise awareness about the consequences of domination and exploitation of animals for food and other products. And we just allow our hearts to fill with light, the light that is of the nature of the infinite and eternal consciousness that is the source of all life, of our eternal life. So just abiding in peace, in love, in joy, and allowing peace and love and joy and compassion to radiate from our heart with every exhalation. Seeing the whole world bathed in the light of peace and harmony. Everyone awakening and returning home to the source of their life. Abiding in the truth of our being. And we give thanks knowing that all the ripples that radiate from our gathering together right now are ripples that bring peace and healing, love and joy and freedom into our individual lives and into our shared life together for the benefit of all beings. The past, present, and future. And so it is. Thank you for joining us, and looking forward to our next gathering on the third Thursday of August, 2020. And in the meantime, much love and joy to you in every aspect of your life. We'll stay in touch about the possibilities. We just have put up a few new videos on our YouTube channel. If you go there, Will Tuttle YouTube channel. You can see a new piano and flute, new yoga, new food. And I have some essays coming also, and some more news we'll be sharing with you. Don't forget to check out the resources section, which is available with lots of helpful reading material and research that may be interesting and helpful in your vegan advocacy. And again, I won't try to recapitulate everything we talked about. It was very interesting, and if you go to the World Peace Diet Facilitators page on Facebook, you can see the chat. Oh, actually, you can see the chat, and I believe that should be there, hopefully. All right, so again, my apologies for not recording the entire session, but this is a little taste of the flavor. Much love and compassion encircles the earth for all beings everywhere. May all beings be free. And so it is.